there is a time may come when the suffering can be dropped.
Yes, something is missing. He finds, even though that he is not clear about what is missing, that he finds a key, the triggering of the love of a Sadguru. And from that point, he is happy, because at least he has got a key. So the whole process is happy. Happiness is the key word, not suffering. And if anybody is suffering, it is not right understanding. They are missing this point. The whole aesthetics about the whole process. When I call process, don't again misunderstand that, oh, Guruji initiates the process where that you have some suffering. One has to undergo so much of trials and something from inside comes out. He brings out something. Nonsense. It's not that you are so deep that I have to put a bucket in order to bring up something. No. When you are face to face with something, that is the process of the unfoldment. And when you are getting unfolded, if something which is not so beautiful in you comes to your awareness, there is no need for somebody to show it. He acts just like a mirror. It is not that the mirror shows you. You see it in the mirror. So if something is not so beautiful in you, sometimes some people, they see their own ugliness in the mirror. Just like the dark skies and the moon. You see the moon, ah, beautiful, you say. But what about the black spot? Some people have that tendency, say. Not that everybody sees their ugliness. To most of the people in general, it is an experience of an aesthetic enjoyment, an aesthetic experience, happiness.
But when it comes to ourselves, should we not see those two?
You see it, but how you relate to it is different.
The great Bhagavan said, know yourself. It's not so easy. One thing, I'm making it clear. Don't try to see the intrinsic value on the object. Try to explore the intrinsic value in the subject. You. That is more value. And while striving to get it, and that which helps you to know, to explore, to make things clear, subject more and more clear, like a mirror, to choose it. Stick to it. And in fact, mirror is the Sadguru. What is the intrinsic value of a mirror? It is able to show you better. And you can shape yourself in whatever way that you like. All the people who stand in front of a mirror, they don't make themselves in the same manner. Somebody would put the hair like this, and somebody would put like this. It is their concept of beauty.
Habits of the brain is the tendency to view the world in an objective, separated way. What you're saying is, you know, try to view the subject rather than the object. And we are now, as it were, trying to reverse the process.
That is called spiritual. That is spiritual endeavor, to break the habit. In one way, yes. The subject and the object. The subject becomes the object. The object becomes the subject.
Guruji, how does that alchemy happen? If we are looking to that object which has ultimate value for us, like Baba or a Sadguru, in that focusing, do we in fact actually change the subject by that focus?
It's not a change, in fact, a metamorphosis. A bird doesn't become a human being. It's a transformation. It's unfolding.
Is it actually who we are covered over?
Not covered over. Nothing is covered. Everything is discovered. Now everything is covered, our intrinsic values, our endeavor, everything is covered now. We're removing the cover and discover something. That's what the endeavor. And the Sadguru is like a mirror where that you can clearly see your own values better and then strive for it. You make a to-do list. You remember, today I want to do, tomorrow I want to do this, certain things. What is the to-do list? And every time you check your to-do list, not somebody has given it to you. You have written that. But it becomes your own guidelines. What is your scripture is your own to-do list, your 10 commandments. What is the Sadguru is your own mirror. As long as it is your own to-do list, you fare better. If you take up somebody's to-do list, nothing, because it becomes meaningless for you.
So there's a need for honesty?
Absolutely. Everything is based on that. Supposing that we are all honest, that is a fundamental quality.
The mirror is there, but we have to look in it to see our reflections. What is that?
Baba is there in the mirror. You have to look to him. We are not looking. Baba is the mirror. If you really want to see yourself, how beautiful or how ugly you are, you have to look into the mirror. But we are not.
What does it mean to look into the mirror?
See, what are the values? What attracted you to Baba? What attracts you to Baba? Try to see those qualities and try to focus on that. And see whether they are being developed here also. Then there will be a synchronization. Whether are we following your own to-do list? That's all. We are more interested in other people's to-do list. And there comes the problem.
From a position of habit. And so we're always going to see a distorted image.
Right. Because you are distorted.
Yes.
So try to put it in order. Make it beautiful. That is why you need a mirror. Why people need a mirror?
Yes, yes, yes.
Not simply to know the truth that how we are. To make ourselves better. You are distorted, it shows you are distorted. Because you are distorted, you want to make it clean, tidy, beautiful. That helps you. Not that the mirror will make you beautiful. You have to make yourself. It only helps you.
You should have that the falsity should go. And the falsity, when you know the falsity, when you are in contact with something real. So the more you are in something real, then you know the falsity here. Otherwise you do not know the falsity at all. So a Sadguru like Sai Baba acts like a mirror, where you see your falsity more and more. And more we see the falsity, the moment we are aware of it, it drops. It adjusts me in such a way that it starts acting like real. It automatically happens. When you are passing by, there's a mirror there, and when you just look at the mirror, immediately, the hair is not there, but automatically the hair goes. And then it adjusts. What triggers that sense is a mirror, a reality, the company of a reality. That was what I was otherwise saying, a satsang, a company with the sat. That will constantly impress upon you what is real, and at least showing you what is false. Otherwise, there is no way that you can see your falsehood. So again, coming to the same point, there is no other way. Manya pandaha. Be real a magnet, you have to become a magnet.
One thing is definite. Baba always gives you, daily, perpetually, he gives you hundreds of incidents to show where you are, what is your capacity, what is your preparedness. There is no mistake. The thing is, we are blind to it. We don't see it. It is not misjudging. We don't try to judge at all. We don't even consider them for judgment. We don't allow the case to be tried.
Can you give me an example?
Right? If I start giving examples, they go personal, which I don't like. One has to see them for the results.
You're talking about small incidents.
Small incidents, not big incidents. Very small incidents. Here, there is no effort for you to inquire who you are. Always Baba is showing you who you are, who you are. The only thing is you don't see. See what you are. Baba is showing you what you are, and just see, look into the mirror, you'll see.
So what do we refuse to look? We don't like what we see.
We have our own mirror, which shows ourselves so beautifully. We don't want to look into a real mirror.
When you say that Pundi, he acted as a mirror, is that only to the emotion that was being expressed, and not the content?
What is on our surface that you see? The emotion is on your surface, the desire is on your surface, that is what you see. That is what a mirror does, isn't it? Its surface is so smooth that it is as if it doesn't have a surface at all. And a saint is like a mirror. His emotions are so much harmonized and refined that it almost feels that it doesn't have anything of its own. It's a clear mirror. There is no distortion. That is why you don't see the mirror surface. What we see is your own self.
He stayed there from the day at night. Now did you also see him when nobody else was?
Not always people used to be there.
So how
sometimes
was he
there was
there?
Long gaps.
So, how was he doing the
gaps?
When he was not
mirroring anything? You see, then he was my mirror. Nobody was there, I am alone, this is my mirror. I see only me there. So many people are there, he reflects me also along with others. Everybody saw their faces in the mirror and went away happily. It doesn't affect the quality of the mirror. If you see a black object, will the mirror take the blackness even though it reflects so finely? A perfect mirror is not affected by it. It can show any number of objects. There is no limitation for the mirror.
But you have to be able to see the mirror also. Will all of those people see the mirror or be aware that that is a mirror?
If you don't see the mirror, there is no question of a Sadguru and the examples at all. The whole question came that your relation with the mirror, when that is not, there is no problem. Nothing is lost, nothing is gained.
Was there anything that changed after your experience in looking at the mirror?
We don't change by looking into the mirror. If at all there is something wrong, the hair is falling down, then we correct. When it is corrected, it shows the corrected form. By simply standing before the mirror, the hair will stand like that. What you see in the mirror is your own self.
So if a change happens, then simply you see the change. You're aware of the change.
It's a limited, analogy is perfect. He's the mirror which affects that change also, by making you aware of what is to be changed. Because there, that is a living mirror. It's not an inanimate mirror. Just imagine a living mirror, then you will understand. It is a mirror which removes all error. Not just showing the error. It removes all error. Magic mirror.
A mirror only reflects what you are, but an active mirror is that which try to change in you also. That is why I call it active mirror. It's not a passive mirror, simply showing what you are. You are ugly? Yes, I am ugly. No, it tries to remove your ugliness, your dirt, and make you tidy. So other mirror doesn't do it, but this mirror will do it. It not only shows you what you are, but try to make you better. That is what I mean by active mirror.
Why does it do that? What's its motivation for doing that?
What is it? Simply that because it is only his part. When the active mirror is trying to rectify, make it tidy. In fact, what it is trying to do is, it is trying to make himself tidy. From his side it is that. Because he doesn't see us as separate, that he is trying to help, he is trying to take care. He feels that we are all part of it. So from his side, he is just doing for himself.
It's choiceless.
He's choiceless. But he loves us, he's only that. Because he sees that we are all part of it.
Because they will be in such a state that the moment that the person accosts him, he becomes one with the person. There is no question of two in conflict. So, in his experience, he is reacting to his own self, in fact. When he is speaking, it becomes a kind of a soliloquy, as if that he is speaking to himself. So, sometimes the unspoken questions are answered, the unspoken thoughts are said, and a kind of a sympathy and love triggers, and all these things happens because of this.
I think I told you once that if at all I try to see what kind of a metaphor that I can give to that, when I look at Baba, how it feels, how that look feels, is just like a mother who gives delivery to the child, and immediately after the delivery, when she looks at the child for the first time, how it would be. Just imagine. So long, it is a part of the mother's body. It's a part of herself, the child. But it has come out and acting like another being. To the child, it is another being. But to the mother, at least for some time, that is why it's the first look. As if looking at her own self, her own part. And that is the look that I see in Baba. And that is how Sadhguru looks at and loves the whole creation. To the mother, as the child goes on and it starts treating the child as a separate being, individual, that experience goes. It's only just momentary. But to Sadhguru, it continues. It doesn't change. It is everlasting.